Okay, at this time I'd like to call the regular meeting of Tuesday, August 6th of City of South Tucson to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the Land Acknowledgement and Mission Statement.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The land acknowledgement and the mission statement. On behalf of South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono O'odham Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Basque-Yaqui tribe within South Tucson consists the City of South Tucson commitment to diversity and inclusion. We strive towards building an equal partner relationship with Arizona tribal nations.
The mission of the City of South Tucson is to build up our community through mutual cooperation between we, your public servants, and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safer and stronger city. Amen.
Thank you. Next item is a roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Here.
Councilor Romero?
Here.
Mayor Diaz?
Here.
Councilor Fly?
Yes.
Councilor Aguina?
It's not here, I'm sorry.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes, here.
And Mayor, Councilor Aguina asked to be excused from this meeting.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is approval of minutes. May I have a motion for approval of special meeting of July 23rd?
So moved.
I'll second.
It's been moved and second. Are there any corrections, additions to the minutes? Hearing none, roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Here.
Councilor
yes.
Fleck?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Okay. Next is the call to public. The open meeting law does not establish a right for the public to participate in the discussion or the ultimate decisions of the public body. If the public comment is allowed, all individuals desiring to participate must provide with some period of time to do so. Here it is 3 minutes. Pursuant to Chapter 7 of the Attorney General's Agency Handbook, action taken as a result of public comment will be limited to direct staff to study the matter, respond to criticism at the completion of the call to audience, or schedule the matter for further consideration and decisions at a later date by placing matter on a future agenda. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the council at this time?
Mr. Mayor, there is one card on file here. Mr. Alan Benz, resident, address, South Tucson Housing Authority. The topic is transit update.
Good evening, members of the mayor and council. My name is Alan Benz. I'm with the Tucson Bus Drivers Union, also with Zero Fares Tucson. There, the topic is a transit update. A number of things have been happening in the Tucson transit arena. One thing, there is a new general manager for the SunTran system. Steve Spade has been moved into the position of basically like a regional manager, there where he will not have day-to-day authority over Suntran, but will be basically receiving reports from the general managers in like 9 different localities. The new general manager is Michael Oglesby from Detroit. Some of the items that have come forth recently, Suntran recently got $11 million from the Federal Transit Administration for bus stop upgrades. They're also, I'd like to mention that stops should have minimum seating, at a minimum seating, but not just a pole. There also a shelter from the elements and sidewalks in the area of the stops to aid mobility and safety and increased maintenance. There, if you want to make a service that people will use more frequently, then you should give outstanding service to those who currently are using the service. The other thing, Sunlink just passed its 10th anniversary celebration, and that was a big thing downtown at the maintenance facility there. Also, let's see what else. The comprehensive analysis for Sunvan is still in the works, and I hear the buzzer there, so I will now shut up and leave.
Thank you. Information.
Next speaker, Andy Luna, not a resident, has listed the address of City Hall, 1601 South 6th Avenue. Topic is fire department.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I just want to briefly state in the last meeting there was talk about procurement for a fire truck. In front of you are a pamphlet or some documents off of procurement that we've been working with for a little while now. And so in there, those are just a small sample of many other trucks that have already been looked at, but not in detail yet. So I would hope that, so the bio off of this person, the individual that owns it, is on page 4. He sent me the email, so I've been in contact with him personally. He sent that email to me in regards to who he is, how his business came about, and how what he does with the fire trucks, and then there are some samples of the fire trucks. So I would hope that, you know, we move forward with something, you know, having to do with the fire truck. And lastly, it's of my opinion that within the last week, our truck has broken down twice. So I think this is pretty much a dire need that we need to do something sooner than later. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Next speaker is Lynn A. Rodriguez, resident at 31 West 34th Street. Topic is fire department and police department.
My discussion was about the police department. They did do something about a resident, as he promised, the following day. But the problem also lies behind Circle K. They need to patrol that more often than what they're doing to get rid of those druggies there. And like I say, that those two houses are behind Walgreens. There's a wall, but those fools are passing out by those trees, throwing their trash all over the place. You know, that should be an ordinance there, not for them to be doing that. And Verona called me yesterday and said the chief was going to call me about the people that were removed from their house. He never called me. So I'm questioning that. You went around the neighborhood checking the neighbors? They seen those people back?
Sure. Okay, excuse me.
No, I mean, you checked the, not my neighbors.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's for us, you know.
Okay.
We'll do it later.
My neighbors came over and told me that they have seen them come by, and I did see him leaving the residence on the back portion yesterday. I don't know what more you guys can do, chain up the chain or whatever, put a different lock. It needs to be, you know, secured.
Okay.
Also, Veronica also said something about the fire department wasn't going to be let go.
We'll go ahead and inform you later. So go ahead and make your comments, please.
Okay, because you can't get rid of it. Because I've used them. They come to my house. They go to the house close behind window deep 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
They haven't gone this week. I'm surprised. Maybe I hate to say the person might have gotten really ill.
Okay.
Another question. One of your council members shouldn't be on the council. You know he's a convicted felon? Aguirre.
Okay.
And I looked up in the state of Arizona, no convicted felon supposed to hold office. What's going up with that?
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
And I was going to say something, but I haven't filled out the papers yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any more?
No, that was it.
No. Okay, so the next item is mayor and council members' reports of current events and future agenda items.
I have something, Mayor.
Sir? Cool.
So, remember we talked about that opioid settlement and the county asked for a representative? So I got to be the representative? So the first meeting was last week and it was staffed by Francisco Garcia, the assistant county manager, and the head of the health department, Teresa Cullen. So it was interesting. You know, they're real smart and everything. And there's only about 5 or 6 of us on there. The number 2 guy in the Marana Police Department is on there, and a doctor from El Rio that's a real renowned guy from Amity. I think somebody from the TOs was there, and like a high up bureaucrat from the city of Tucson. So it was real informative, but all. You know, it's like all the stuff I always hear about it. And my question at the very end was, well, what about a cop response? Because, you know, we go out and talk to people in South Tucson all the time. And, you know, like, they're not they're more interested in how come people don't come and run the druggies out behind the Circle K type of thing, you know? So I conveyed that to people, and they didn't look real eager to take that on, but, you know, we have a bunch more meetings. So I assume that you know, we should pursue that type of way of dealing with it in addition to anything else that they do. And the reason, you know, I'm sitting there, what's the reason for doing this? And supposedly the settlement money that this committee's going to get to help them decide how they spend it. And I think that we should get more than Marana and Oro Valley and Sarita and all these places, because I think our problem is more concentrated. And I don't know that that's going to work out, but I'm going to keep pounding on that one. And so apparently we're gonna get to have a say in how the money gets spent. And, you know, I've heard that from government people forever, and I don't really believe it, but hey, you got to try. So, and I think you have to be creative. So we as a community, as a council and a community, should be creative in what we can take to that body and figure out how to figure out a way to spend these dollars that are coming to our community, both Pima County, Tucson, and South Tucson, in a creative way, because God knows it's the huge issue. So,
thank you.
Is there like a timeline when the committee needs to have a suggestion?
No. and the committee is like, they thought it would run for like a year or something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any more comments?
Yeah.
No. Okay, in regards to future agenda items, I made a comment at the last meeting that I would bring a list of items that I felt that either were kind of brushed over during a budget hearing or budget committee report and stuff. And I see that I put down the fire truck on here also, that that's one of the items on for tonight's agenda. So, you know, you guys will see what happens on that one. If we need to have it as a future agenda item, you know. So, but anyway, the list is quite long. So, you know, and for tonight, I would just like to present the list, and then think of some of these items that need to be on the next agenda, and some of them are in respect to, say, the more or less reports of, for example, what is a conflict of interest, and even the perception of conflict of interest is really, you know, something that we really need to look at and discuss and make sure that we adhere to the law in regards to the conflict of interest. There's also a public recognition awards, what happened to the money of the sale of impound cars or the golf carts or whatever, that, you know, those are public, just reports needed that, hey, you know, they're gone, something happened, or what general fund did it go into? Just stuff like that that we need, at least the council should be aware of. So I also have a copy for the attorney, the manager, and the chief, of course. And, so that's kind of my future agenda item report. So thank you. Are there any more reports? The next item is the city manager and department heads reports to Mayor and Council.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the Council. We are going to forego the reports this evening. We will have reports from staff at the next Council meeting.
Thank you. Okay. So the next item is motion to adjourn the public. Adjourn from regular session and convene into South Tucson Housing Governing Board. Is she here?
The housing director's not here, but I'm going to ask finance director if she can help me present these two items from the housing authority. We already convened into housing authority mode.
Okay, so we'll need a motion.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second.
Thank you, Mayor. And the resident board member is not here this evening. Ms. Ophelia Ochoa. We'll go ahead and continue with the first item, which is called to order. And it would be Vice Mayor Lopez.
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers.
Yes.
Councilor Romero.
Yes.
Mayor Diaz.
Here.
Councilor Fly.
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela. And I'd like the record to reflect that the housing director is not present for this meeting. However, both the finance director and I will walk you through the items that are listed here. The first one is a monthly report. I hope you've had an opportunity to review it. I don't have anything to say. Would you like to present anything on that, ladies?
No. The only thing that I would like to mention with regards to that report is that as of more recently, they have been utilizing more vouchers or issuing more vouchers in the Section 8 program. I'm not sure if that's one of the items that was covered in there. I don't have a copy of it. Another thing is that they are continuing to go through the list of occupancy, those people on the waiting list, and vetting those individuals.
So do you have insight into why they're going into more vouchers, or should we just wait?
Mayor and Councilor Fly, the Housing Authority for the City of South Tucson is issued approximately 160 vouchers by HUD. But currently, and for a number of years, has had an average of about 80 vouchers. For those issued here in the City of South Tucson. Now, a few months back, some of you may recall, the Housing Authority entered into an MOU with the City of Tucson Housing Authority to be able to expand those boundaries so that the City of South Tucson can utilize some of those vouchers outside of city boundaries. Given that they weren't receiving any interested landlords into the program in city limits.
Do you know how many we're issuing right now versus the 80?
Yes, Mayor and Councilor Valenzuela, I do know that as of just for the month of August, we issued an additional maybe like 5 new landlords, payment to 5 new landlords. And in the previous months, maybe another 3. So a total of 8 within the last 3 months.
In Tucson?
Yes, in Tucson City.
So there's plenty of stock, or more stock than we have.
Yes, I believe that that's what they're encountering at this moment. I do want to mention to you all one of my concerns on the financial side. And it has to do with the South Tucson Housing Authority's ability to recover or to get funded from HUD at the levels that they are paying out. Okay, funding is based on reporting. Okay, and so it takes a little bit of time for the reporting to catch the funding up. So here on financials, as we go forward, one of the things you might see is that the issuance of vouchers or the payments of what we call housing assistance payments, the HAPs, exceeds money that was paid by HUD. But it's all a matter of that reporting, catching the funding up, okay?
Are people being denied housing because of that, do you know?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not, because they are utilizing their other funding to be able to pay for all this. So their low rent acts as a general fund for housing, okay? Of course, there will be, at some point, some adjustments and refunds to the low rent program, but everybody is being paid. And I think that that's pretty much all I wanted to mention to you all. I know you have a lot more information in your packets about the reporting.
Sorry, just for clarity. So, South Tucson is not at risk of losing funding for vouchers or for public housing at this point?
Mayor and Councilor Valenzuela, I don't believe, no, South Tucson is not at risk of losing funding. However, our reporting does have to catch our funding up. Okay. Because at this point, more vouchers are being issued, and because the reporting follows.
It's a normal thing then?
It's a normal thing, but we've never really experienced it until now because now they're issuing a lot more.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, hopefully at the next meeting or the next month's meeting, I'll make sure Imelda gives information on tonight's report and get you know.
Okay. I'd like to make a correction that the housing representative is not here also.
Yeah, I made that statement there.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's okay.
Okay. So the next item is the in housing, the resolution number 24-26 of the Housing Governing Board of the City of South Tucson, Arizona, approving and adopting policies, procedures, occupancy standards for the South Tucson Housing Authority and authorizing the execution of this resolution for the purpose of authorizing the City of South Tucson Housing Authority Director to submit same to U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
That's a motion and so moved.
Second.
Okay. Been moved and second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Okay, so the next item is resolution number 24-27 of the Housing Governing Board of the City of South Tucson, Arizona, approving and adopting South Tucson Housing Authority, modernization of cost of unit scope of work and independent cost estimates for the South Tucson Housing Authority and authorizing the execution of this resolution for the purpose of authorizing the City of South Tucson Housing Authority Director to submit same to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. The motion passes. The next item is to adjourn the Housing Governing Board meeting and reconvene into the City of South Tucson regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. And the next item is a discussion and direction, a revised outreach activity proposed for the 36th Street Greenway Trail Improvement and Expansion Projects.
Mayor, members of the council, staff is requesting if you could table this item. There's more information we'd like to include as part of this agenda item, so we're asking for it to be placed on a future agenda.
Thank you. So it's been moved to the next agenda. Okay, item number 9 is discussion direction regarding consultants for fire and EMS equipment and services.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Once again, the item that you just announced out loud, Mayor, was at the request of Mayor Council. I know that there has been, several asks to put the item on the agenda that pertains to the acquisition of a fire truck. So there also was a mention of looking into a fire department consultant, someone who actually has expertise in working with jurisdictions throughout the country that can look into
this challenge and give Mayor and Council some guidance or recommendation. So as this item is stated, Mayor and Council would give discussion direction regarding a consultant on fire EMS equipment and services. So it also includes the potential buying a fire truck and also includes the services from the fire department as well.
Okay, so at this point then is a discussion direction. So, but the next item is the executive session. So we conclude this discussion and direction?
No, this item is for council to give staff direction on your wishes on how you would like to move forward. So you would discuss it and give direction on how you would like to move forward with the potential of getting a consultant.
Agenda number 9.
Yes, number 9.
Yeah. Oh, I just, as we heard from Captain Andy Luna, it's urgent that we move forward in acquiring a brand new truck. It broke down twice. So, can you walk us through the process of hiring a consultant and how quickly can we situate that?
I'll ask the finance director to kind of give us what the process for an RFQ would entail.
As listed in our summary here, we mentioned that we've come to compile a list of these same type of consultants. What we would do is then we would provide a very brief summary on what those service and expectations would be. And send it off to these individuals, setting a date of no later than a week or two from now for response from them, depending on the direction that Mayor and Council would like to provide. So, I mean, this is something that we can move forward fairly quickly upon direction from Mayor and Council.
Okay.
And again, this would be for... You all can decide if you would like it for RFP or RFQ.
Okay, so what's our budget? Do we have a certain budget on that for an RFP?
At this point in time, well, there could be some money in contingency.
Okay.
That could be applied towards that.
So I think
there's $600,000 in contingency, right?
Well, yes, but that is appropriate towards fire. But in addition to that, there might be a little bit of wiggle room there.
So then RFQ,
yes.
That's the direction,
so,
I think.
Mayor? Mayor?
Yes.
So process-wise, if I can be helpful a bit, is we would send out a request for qualifications, RFQ, to various consultants that we know were available pretty much anywhere in the country, because you may or may not even need to come here and visit. It could be done virtually. And what you do is you get back the qualifications of these various consultants, and then you sort of whittle it down to maybe a couple of top two or three, and then you negotiate sort of the scope of work and what it would cost. So that's usually the process.
In regards to this item, though, is that right now we're in the discussion direction, so the discussion direction would be then is that we do number 10 in order for you to do that, or you
no,
want...
10's unrelated, generally unrelated to 9. Then what staff is looking for is simply, does the council want us to proceed forward with putting out an RFQ for a service and equipment, fire service and equipment consultant, put out the RFQ, you'll get the responses, assess those consultants with the best qualifications, and then look at pricing structure, and then bring it back to council for an approval of whichever consultant you want to retain. Then the consultant would do the work, and then come back with his or her recommendation. So right now, we're just looking. The staff is looking for if the council wants us to proceed forward putting out the RFQ. For the scope of work we're talking about, which is really kind of assess the services and assess the need for and the need for equipment, and then we would proceed forward, as Lourdes said, and within a week or two, you'd get back we get back a bunch of responses, and we can do an assessment of which are the consultants you'd want to retain, and then you start negotiating scope of work and price. So that's kind of the process, but today it's simply, do you want to go forward with putting out an RFQ?
Hey, Mayor, like we heard Captain Luna talk about how the fire truck's down. I mean, it's obviously an urgent issue. Nobody's going to come down from heaven and save us in the near future on a fire. And we need to bolster our fire department, like, right now. So, what was the other thing I wanted to say? So I think that we need to move this thing forward. I would say that we should pursue an RFQ to do this consultant for fire truck. So that's a motion.
Well, within the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I want to do it now.
Well, a week for response?
Yeah, a week for response.
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
Okay, second.
That's a motion. And second. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Could I have that motion repeated again? I wasn't too sure as to what were the motion.
Yeah. That we as City of South Tucson immediately pursue an RFQ so that for the fire department, for a fire truck in the fire department.
So if I may, Councilor Flagg and Vice Mayor Lopez, the way that the item is presented is discussion direction regarding a consultant for fire EMS equipment and services. So the motion from Councilor Flagg would to move forward with securing an RFQ for consultant for fire EMS and equipment services.
Yes.
So there was a motion and a second, so now we're going to do roll call. I started with you. Yes. Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, then I need a motion to convene into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay, so we're on our way to executive session.